Joining us right now is Representative Steve King. You know him. He's a member of the House Committee on the Judiciary and chairman of the Subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice. He's a very, very busy man. He's going to give us all the scoop of everything that is happening inside Washington. Representative King, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for having me on this morning.
We're glad, so glad to have you here. Very quickly, there's so much to talk about. Just want to get a quick opinion from you on John McCain joining Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski in rejecting the skinny repeal of Obamacare this morning.
Well, of course, that's a big disappointment. And, you know, when he came back to the floor and voted to proceed with the debate, I didn't expect that this was going to happen. And when you get down to that close where you've got that kind of support, and I look at that proposal, that skinny proposal, which didn't please me a great deal. It was awfully, awfully skinny, and there wasn't much in there for us. But in spite of that, you know, we voted against it, and we had Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. All of them would have seemed to me to have more of a reason to vote no than John McCain did. But that's his vote. He's a senator, and his vote is as sovereign as anybody else's. So now we've got to really pick up a lot of pieces and come back to the drawing boards and figure out what to do. And the president's remarks about let this melt down and then fix it right, we'll see how that one works. But it's going to be a tough row ahead if we don't get Obamacare fixed. It has imploded. It is a disaster. And millions of people are suffering unnecessarily because the Senate can't get a bill out that's workable.
I want to move on to something that your committee, the Judiciary Committee, is up to, which is to say that Republicans are now calling on a second special counsel to be appointed in order to investigate things like Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, James Comey. Could you give us some more detail this morning on what you're calling for?
Well, yes, and some of this we debated pretty heavily in the Judiciary Committee and hammered that thing out. But it is this, that when you look at the effort on Democrats, it's been going on now for half a year, or more than half a year, pointing their finger and saying that the Russians and Republicans are the reason that Hillary is not president. And I look at the lack of evidence that they have. They continue to dig and throw out allegations. Much of the news that's come out has been false on that. But the reality of what did happen with the investigation of Hillary Clinton in particular, that reality, if you just take it on its face, it looks like it's more than collusion. And I would just go down through the list, as I did in Judiciary Committee, that you go back to Anthony Weiner's 650,000 emails. And we had James Comey come forward first and say, there's stuff here we have to look at. Then he came back and said, well, we ran a fast software search. There was nothing new in 650,000 emails. We're supposed to take his word for that. His summary of what would be an excellent professional summary of what would be the prosecution of Hillary Clinton for the violations of our National Security Act. At least two of them look to be violated. And when he went through that 15 minutes, that was convincing. But that was July 5th of 2016. And then at the last couple of sentences, it was, but we can't prove intent, therefore no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. There's no requirement to prove intent. You can go on with this, the meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, and piece after piece of what took place, surely looks far, far more suspicious than anything that went on, potentially alleged went on, between Russians and maybe Trump operatives.
The president of the United States has expressed dissatisfaction that there's no evidence of a Hillary investigation of any kind, of any purpose. Why is it that right now we are undergoing, with two branches of government controlled by Republicans and both houses, it seems like to many conservatives, they're wondering, why are we spending so much time on a Russia investigation and not having the kind of investigation that you're calling for? Is there no appetite among other Republicans for this?
Well, there isn't a lot of appetite, and I can tell you why. I don't have a lot of appetite to do this. I've told our leadership that to deliver justice for the American people, we should get to the bottom of the full investigation of Hillary. It looks like she was served up a pass between some combination of Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch and James Comey and probably others. But it looks like she was served up a pass for that. And the president had said that she'd suffered enough. He seemed to be willing to let it drift into the rearview mirror. I'd like to move forward on an agenda of repealing Obamacare, for example, tax reform, build the wall.
Right.
I didn't want to spend this year grinding through investigations, but if Democrats insist on investigating, then it seems to me that they've essentially declared an investigative war of political attrition. And if that's the case, the evidence is on the side in favoring Republicans, and they essentially have brought a knife to a gunfight.
Right. So would you frame this up as this is a political necessity now that the investigation has gone this far, that you need to have a counter-investigation against Democrats?
I would frame it in this way, that maybe I think it's being forced that way because of Democrats' relentless push, but there's justice that needs to be served. We've just been reluctant to serve it because we wanted to move forward with an agenda. Now it looks like we're going to have to dig in and deliver justice.
If you start an investigation of this nature, chances are, especially given James Comey's statement that he specifically leaked memos in an effort to get a special counsel appointed, who is Robert Mueller, who is reportedly close to James Comey, it's entirely possible that a second special counsel will all of a sudden be investigating the first special counsel. I mean, it seems like this investigation could freeze up the first, no?
Well, it's possible. Not really the intent, but it's possible that that would be the case. And I don't know how you would avoid that, but the relationship between Robert Mueller and James Comey, as you said, is very tight.
Have you heard from the Justice Department at all yet? Have you gotten any indication that this will actually come to fruition?
Not on that topic. I haven't. And I think the only place that I would have real confidence of the department is if I'd had a direct conversation with Jeff Sessions, who is in El Salvador today and I think tomorrow. And I want to say he is a stellar, stellar individual. He lives and breathes the Constitution, the rule of law, and he has a noble sense of duty.
Yes.
And so if you get Jeff Sessions to the point where he believes that it is his duty as a general to see to it this is followed through on, he will do so out of sense of duty, no matter what the price might be to him.
Last question, yes or no. Will you be meeting with Jeff Sessions on this?
Well, I hope to be, although I don't have any plans.
Okay.
And, we send some messages through the media, too. So maybe we're talking to him right now. Who knows, Vince?
All right. Well, maybe you can hear us in El Salvador on WMAL.com. Thanks so much, Steve King. Congressman, I appreciate that. And you stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you very much, Vince and Mary.